This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. April 16, 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote his important letter from Birmingham jail. It was an open letter to clergymen who took issue with Mr. King's disobedience to unjust civil laws. Martin Luther King was justifiably unwilling to wait for change to come slowly through the courts, and he was justifiably willing to break man's law in order to conform to God's law. For that, he was arrested. Mr. King wrote to his critics, quote, "You may well ask, why direct action? Why sit-ins, marches, and so forth? Isn't negotiation a better path? You are exactly right in your call for negotiation. Indeed, this is the purpose of direct action. Nonviolent direct action seeks to create such a crisis and establish such creative tension that a community that has consistently refused to negotiate is forced to confront the issue." End quote. Later, he writes, of course, there is nothing new about this kind of civil disobedience. It was seen sublimely in the refusal of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to obey the laws of Nebuchadnezzar because a higher moral law was involved. It was practiced superbly by the early Christians who were willing to face hungry lions and the excruciating pain of chopping blocks before submitting to certain unjust laws of the Roman Empire. End quote. Finally, Mr. King makes his most important point. A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law, or the law of God. An unjust law is a code that is out of harmony with the moral law. To put it in the terms of St. Thomas Aquinas, an unjust law is a human law that is not rooted in eternal and natural law. End quote. There are laws in the United States that are unjust. The time may soon come that instead of practicing civil disobedience towards the civil magistrate, we practice civil disobedience towards our preachers, who refuse to say, as Martin Luther King so bravely did, that there is even such a thing as an unjust law in this country. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.